Okay, so, but anyway, what I was saying, it felt so good. I mean, last night, I just totally said, no drinks, no drinks. I was saying, I said, you know, try to do some things. Try it, because all these scriptures we're reading, you know, it makes you, you either have to change or you're going to be fake.
Yeah, and I like what you were saying before. Say what you were saying before, how you woke up, you praised God, it felt good. Go now, back through that for me since we're recording.
Okay, now. But anyway, yeah, what I said is that, like, I slept last night. I've been in the habit of just getting on my knees and praying. I mean,
right.
Every night, because I read, you know, some article, you know, where someone was just talking about, you know, binding up, you know, spirits and just praying. And my mother, she prays. She gets on her knees and she prays.
Yep.
So I have been adopting praying and getting on my knees. And let me tell you something. Every time I get on my knees, I pray. I say the Lord's Prayer.
Yep.
And I ask God to forgive me of my sins. I also ask God. I pray for all my family, my extended family, my children, my grandchildren. And then I ask God to cover
grandchild, just one.
Yeah, I say grandchild. I say grandchild.
Like, don't give us no more. Grandchild.
Yes, right. So, anyway, after I prayed and I asked God to cover, I said, Lord, I ask you to please cover our minds while we're most vulnerable. Heavenly Father, we ask the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, to come in while we're sleeping to protect us and we pray for good rest.
Yeah.
You know, and I pray for my husband. I go to bed. I woke up this morning and let me tell you what, man, my mind was so clear, and immediately, right when I woke up, you were already downstairs. I said, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for waking me up this morning. And I said, you are worthy to be praised. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. And I said, and by the way, good morning. I got up and I headed to the bathroom, but it just felt so good to wake up with a sound mind. You know what I mean?
I do. I do know what you mean. I got up this morning and you know what? Sometimes when I get up, I don't praise like automatically.
Uh-huh.
And I have to think about it. Like I'm, I don't know, sitting on a toilet or something.
Like, I'm not going to pray while I'm on this toilet. Right,
right. I might just get a quick one in though. Like, thank you, Lord. I'm going to come back. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get back at you.
But,
right.
But no, the way, just to wake up, even the endeavor that we chose, and I like it because I wanted something that makes me look at the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, so the business we chose, like the dailybite.net, the daily scripture readings.
Absolutely.
I did it for that reason too. That's part of the reason why, because something that, so like bearded black men or something. Mm-hmm. But if you spend several hours a day focusing on something else. Whereas I like to spend, because I'd be convicted. Like, I think I'm just kind of plodding along content. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm convicted.
Like I can't say these words and I'm not really doing this or taking this to heart.
Yeah, so the rejoicing, like, even now I find myself, since we've been laid off due to the virus, the COVID-19, I've been doing more work, and lately I've been doing more work, so I find myself praising and rejoicing more because it's more on my mind. So just like reading Psalm chapter 20, verse 4 this morning, you know, about giving you the desire of your heart and making your day a success. Now this version says, grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? But the NIV says, may the Lord, or may he give you the desires of your heart and make everything you do a success.
Okay.
Or so I think it says something like that.
But you know what? But it still boils down to that heart. He'll give you the desires of what's on your heart, what's in your heart. And what's on your mind.
Yeah, and the desires, I think, and I know the scriptures support it. I don't know it right now, but the righteous person, the righteous man, you're going, I mean, you want to have righteous desires. You want to have your will in alignment with God's will. Mm. And he will give you the desire. If the desires of your heart are righteous, mm-hmm. you don't want the Most High to give you over to the, if you got some illicit dreams, you know what I mean? But the desires of your heart. So when they're, when I believe when you're planning to do righteousness, when you're worshiping and you're praising, and remember, psalm is also it's a praise, yeah. it's a song, so, mm-hmm. so it's a praise song. So when you're worshiping, you're praising, I believe the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. And really, what my biggest desire of my heart, I want that new body.
Right.
That I want to go. Yeah, I want to go chill with the Most High. I want to go chill yes. with Jesus Christ.
At the end, when it's all done here, because yeah. this is not okay. the end.
Evie Hill.
When he said glorious body,
yes.
Oh man, that glorious. I want a glorious body.
Yes, because he said I only got 3 teeth in my head, and I can push those around with my tongue.
Love it. But he is right. But it's just, but it's what we do here on earth. And so yeah. since God was the sacrifice, we have to sacrifice something. What do we have to sacrifice? We have to sacrifice giving up the things that we like that is not of him. You know, because he sacrificed.
We
he
do.
Sacrificed.
We do have to
and
give those things
And that's how we get
up.
That glorious
yes.
body. You have
yes.
to. God said if he suffered.
Yes.
And he is the head of us. I
yes.
mean, you already know we are going yes. to suffer. So even in suffering and not being able to go to that party
yes.
or not being able to, you know, drink and, you
yes.
know, and smoke and just various
yes.
things that you would want to do. I mean, you have to eventually move to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're so right. And not only uh-huh. do you sacrifice, uh-huh. you know, give up some of the things you might really desire. But also, too, something you did this morning, something I do quite often, you do mm-hmm. quite often, the when you get up in the morning or any time of day,
mm-hmm.
but when you pray, especially when you get up in the morning, but when you praise or when you pray or when you commune with the Most High, when you fellowship is the word I'm looking
fellowship.
For. When you fellowship with the Most High, when no one is looking.
Oh, see, thank you, God.
When no one is looking, I'm trying to.
He talks
this
about
is a yeah. Now this is I'm thinking about Matthew chapter
okay.
6, and you know we got that new book of scriptures.
So
it says that thy own. This is on 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you go. Let me just read.
Okay.
Take this is Matthew 6. Take heed
one.
That you do not. Take heed that ye do not. Your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have had their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret,
mm-hmm.
and that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So when you get up
Amen.
In the morning and you're by yourself and you praising.